The state's budget deficit has forced the University of Wyoming to reduce spending. Dr. Ann Alexander, Associate Vice President for Undergraduate Education, says at this point, every possible thing that's discretionary has been cut. But there are folks on campus who think energy conservation should have a more prominent role in cost-saving measures. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson spoke with Megan Cranford, student chair of the Sustainability Coalition, about the effort.
We're talking about budget cuts right now at the university, and you have some pretty interesting ideas about ways to conserve and not spend as much.
Yeah, I have joined with a couple of other students to spearhead a group on campus called the Sustainability Coalition. Part of that includes conservation and efficiency projects at the university, and these aren't new ideas. They're ones that have worked on campuses across the U.S. and have helped campuses save thousands to millions of dollars just through like energy conservation projects.
Do you think that, these conversations about budget cuts, has that helped you start this conversation more?
I think people are definitely interested in ways to save money, and sustainability or conservation, whatever word you want to use, those kinds of efforts really have potential to save money without like cutting jobs or cutting resources. And I think that it's a really good approach, and the university should really consider how they can dive into that.
So part of the responsibility in energy conservation falls on the students themselves. What does it look like to get the buy-in of your fellow students?
I think behavior change is like really, really hard to accomplish, especially on a large scale, because it's like, how do you best educate students? And is that through like flyers or social media or like, you know, trying to teach them at their homes in their everyday lives? And so we think that the responsibility also should fall on the institution to look at like how they can be more efficient in their operations, including timing on lights and how long we leave electronics going and what kind of fuel we're using to power all the operations.
What seem like the biggest barriers? I mean, given the fact that other schools are already deploying these strategies and they're saving money, why not do it?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and one that we struggle with and that we still don't really know the answer to. We think that a lot of times it seems like the University of Wyoming is kind of stuck in their ways, and sometimes those ways are 20 years behind other institutions. And we think that especially Wyoming, which is a leader in energy production, should also be guiding conservation and efficiency projects and have the capabilities of doing that. A lot of other campuses have a sustainability coordinator and sustainability offices, and those positions work directly on these types of issues, and we don't have someone on this campus currently doing that. And so especially now with budget cuts, when people are already strapped to do the jobs that they were hired to do, adding these like extra projects is a lot to ask. But we think that like bringing in a person or an office of people to tackle these issues could save the university a lot of money.
How common is it for schools to have offices like that?
Very, very common. Like all of our surrounding institutions have one. Even the university where President Nichols just came from has a sustainability coordinator and sustainability intern, so students working on these projects.
And this university, its administration, is in the midst of conversations about how to save money. Are there specific things that you're asking for, that you're pushing for?
We have been asking specifically for a sustainability coordinator and sustainability office. We're also encouraging the Conservation and Efficiency Revolving Fund, or the SERF, which is already instituted on this campus. So that's where people can take project ideas related to conservation and efficiency, and they propose them, and then within operations, money is provided to see those projects through, and part of the requirements for those projects are that eventually they'll save money. LED lighting operations, for instance, there's like the initial cost to install them, but after a while you end up saving energy and money, and so those money savings would go back into this pool called the SERF in order to fund future projects. And we really want to push the university to like invest more time and energy into allowing people to propose projects to make that happen.
And you said before that this university is behind. Do you have ideas about why?
I think people think that like there's already a lot of push to put fossil fuels out of the energy industry, And especially being in Wyoming, people don't want to step on the toes of like their family and their friends and the communities that they grew up in that are heavily supported by these fossil fuel industries. But I mean, I'm from Wyoming and I care about energy industry and jobs and the people in this state. And I have a lot of Wyoming pride. And so it's not trying to put people out of business. It's just trying to be more responsible and have the stewardship and cowboy ethics that we claim to have. And it doesn't need to be political. I think it's just a way of taking care of each other.
So as someone from Wyoming who's really passionate about these issues, what do you see as your future in this state?
As a young person studying energy, I want to be part of the energy future, and I see that moving towards renewables, and that's not happening in this state. And so I don't see my future calling me to stay here. But if we became a leader in renewable energies, I would love to stay in a place like this and be part of that transition and have Wyoming continue to be a leader in the energy industry.